Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Crazy Sales. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Crazy Sales. Beginners. Do you enjoy shopping? Do you do it very often? Are there many shops where you live? Here in Wenatchee, a small town, we have a few shopping areas. Some stores are well known. Others are privately owned. Small businesses. I like shopping when I have plenty of time. Sometimes, though, it is stressful. One of the most stressful days to shop is the day after Thanksgiving. Most stores have big sales. The word is bargain. On every shop door you can see numbers. 50% off, 75% off, even 90% off. Because the sales are so good, most people do their Christmas shopping. They can save a lot of money. The main problem is that there are too many people. Crowds, noise, traffic, pushing, tired children crying. Oh, it's a crazy day. It is a part of this culture, the way people live here, but I must say, it can be quite stressful. Advanced. Have you ever been around so many people that you felt trapped? It is a feeling called claustrophobia. It is unpleasant, to say the least. You want to run away into an open place where there is quiet and fresh air. You could get this feeling in lots of places. Airplanes, boats, trains, hospitals. But what about shopping? Last year, in an effort to get my Christmas shopping out of the way early, I tried for the first time shopping the day after Thanksgiving. I regretted it. It's not that it's a bad idea, it's just that I didn't have the correct system. You really need to know what you're doing. Veteran shoppers get up early, about 5 o'clock, dress themselves in several layers of warm clothes so they are never too hot or too cold. They can always peel off a few layers if they need to. They have a car full of gas and equipped with tissues, hand sanitizer, a charged cell phone, CDs of tranquil music, and vitamin C snacks. And last but not least, they have the all-necessary list of coupons. This year I did all of that. Well, okay, apart from getting up at 5 o'clock. I also discovered a secret weapon that defended me against the onslaught of noise and stress. My iPod. Thanks to the iPod, I sailed smoothly through the chaos, taking my time, selecting items calmly, and totally distracted by my wonderful downloaded programs. Do you think I should let the secret out? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。